Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Woo! Welcome to the Bubba Army YouTube channel.
Only time I made money with a house.
I think you're talking about his past.
A year later, this house was worth $400,000. Can you imagine?
What a deal.
Oh, the real Bubba the Love Spot.
Oh.
Bubba.
Hey,
hey, how you doing?
I lost my house to the bank, and then they appraised it at $2.4 million.
What did you pay for it?
Well, I built it for like $650 back in '99, and I almost had it paid off when I used to work for you. Hey, can you get a hold of that Jennifer chick and see if you can get me a job, please? Hey, I'll work the Eddie Vedder channel, the trucking channel, the trans channel, the homosexual channel. I'll work lithium, vitamin, Howard 106. I don't care, bitch. I need a job. Bad.
Bubba.
What?
Did you hear the Bubba impersonator on my show?
I loved it, and I'm almost on the level of Alex Jones nowadays.
Look, for $20, Bubba will just call in and do it himself.
Yeah, hey, Howard, if you could send me some Schottskis, if you could send me some Schottskis and a $20 bill, I'll do it. You can just get the real Bubba on.
That's what everyone was saying. Why do you have a Bubba impersonator? Just get Bubba. He'll do it. Bubba, what is going on with you for real? Are you really in bad financial shape, or are you making a bit out of this?
Well, I mean, I'd say there's, just like my entire radio shtick, I think there's a little bit of truth in both, to be honest with you.
Okay. Are you really working for DoorDash now?
Well, I did during the summer, just during high-impact COVID, just leave them. You could get like $9 an hour extra for a $23 delivery. So I did, you know, for a while, yeah.
Oh, you mind? I ordered something. If I had known, I'd get Bubba the Love.
Well, I was going to try to incorporate my radio show, saying, "Hey, if you order between 5 and 7 on this particular day, I might be the guy that delivers it off to you." You know?
How fun would that be? It's like I was talking to Drew Barrymore, and she was on one of these dating apps, and she's telling me she shows up at this guy's house in her pajamas for a date. I'm like, that is, it's like getting a deliver, get a Hollywood star at your house.
Howard,
where do I find that?
Howard, I know how we can make your next $10 billion DoorDash with Howie. People would go crazy with that.
Are you kidding? Imagine Bubba shows up. You're like, you know, Bubba's a big star in Tampa. He's running around there.
You were saying the other day that, the radio business is really beginning to suck.
Oh, it's horrible.
We get all the famous DJs and have a whole fleet.
Yeah, but you got to have delivery. But you got to have Howard as the main guy. Like, if nobody's going to want, you know, Man Cow to drop off their veg. They want Howard Stern, please.
Yeah, you want someone you can trust.
I mean, Man Cow's going to ask up my food. Howard Stern's going to be very germaphobe about it. It's going to be sealed, everything.
Bubba, tell me something. When you, for real, when you would, I don't know if it's shtick or not, but I'm assuming you're telling me the truth, that you were actually doing DoorDash to make some extra money. Would people freak out when they saw you? Because, I mean, you're well-known in that area. And when you would drop off the food, would people tip you, or would they assume, hey, he's a big radio guy, it's a bit, I don't need to tip him?
No, they didn't.
What would go on?
I had a mask on, they didn't know who I was. I was pulling up in an 06 ex-cop car, Crown Vic, so, no, I didn't get recognized or nothing. I mean, I'm not 6'7 either, though, like you, Howard. I'm just a short, portly little guy. There's a million of me in Tampa,
standard Florida size.
Do me a favor, hold on a second. Bubba, hold on a second, I want you to speak to Bubba. I want you to speak to Bubba impersonator.
Yeah, perfect. Bubba speaking to Bubba.
I forgot that when we're doing the DoorDash deal, we got Nedley Mandingo out there. And when we do the tip, Nedley Mandingo comes. Hey, Ned, when we do the DoorDash deal,
hey. Yeah, I'll strip your Donnie for the tip.
Let's go.
What do you think of that, Bubba?
Well, it was all right. I mean, you know, some people can't be emulated. Like, I don't have a Howard Stern impersonator because you can't be impersonated. The greatest of all time. Howard, I will. Did I tell you that I would almost pay to be on the Truckin' Channel? I need to get on that Truckin' Channel. I could be the Howard Stern of that Truckin' Channel. I'll do barter. I'll do whatever they need. I'll rent a channel. What? Please, Howard. Please, I'll
do political deal. Hey, Howard, I'll do the political deal. I'll do the lithium deal. I'll do all the deals. Hey, Bubba, do you have your Rattler? You want to do the Golden Rattler deal?
I did a Rattler.
I have a Rattler. Got the dick pill deal. Got the dick pill deal.
I actually,
because of the Rattler, Bubba missed the show yesterday.
Howard, you don't understand. I got so pilled up on Sunday night, I actually missed yesterday's show. And I'm like you when it comes to missing a show. Like, I don't miss shows. And I took too many pills Sunday night and almost OD'd.
Yeah, Anna had to host the show yesterday.
What the hell were you taking?
Well, I just
what
my,
did you take, Bubba?
My standard, you know, sleep deal, but it just didn't kick in. And then at 11 o'clock, I wasn't asleep. And, you know, you guys know doing mornings as long as we have that, you know, it's just a big proverbial, like, sour. Like, you just start freaking out the later it gets. And you start getting in your head. Then I got in my head. I took more pills. And then next thing you know, it's like, you know, 5 o'clock. And I just laid in bed.
I tell you, I've spoken to Bubba.
The Cialis deal, too. We had the Cialis. Oh, hold on one second, Howard.
See, here's the cheeseburger deal with the extra side of fries deal.
Hey, can I get a puppet? Howard, can you get me a puppet? If you get me a puppet, then I've finally made it like Alex Jones, please.
Yeah, we're going to get you a puppet. But seriously, I've said to Bubba, you got to get off the he takes that. What's that sleeping
pill? Ambien.
Yeah.
Ambien. He's so into that.
Takes all of them.
That's the devil's work.
It is.
You,
it
you
is.
What, Bubba,
it is the devil's work. It really is.
I'm saying this. It's the devil's work. It gives you a headache. And you know what? So if you can't sleep, I tell this to people all the time because I used to take Ambien. My mother gave me good advice. She said, just don't take anything. Lay there. If you're just laying there with your eyes closed, you're getting rest. Your body's getting rest. You know, and you'll eventually fall asleep. If you don't fall asleep one night, you'll fall asleep the next night. That's the attitude you got to have.
Yeah,
you got to get off those pills.
That's not my attitude. My attitude is I need to go to sleep now like a rhino so I can get up and start this circus act again.
If Bubba stopped the pills, he wouldn't sleep for a week.
Yeah, I'm almost like a circus clown. I'm in here, you know, just like a circus clown, just an old sad circus clown living down by the river, you know, whatever, all of it. Door dashing, calling to Howard, begging for a job. Hey, I'm telling you, Howard, I'd really kick ass on Hits 1. I used to be a DJ back in the day. I could walk up with the best of them. Please, go talk to Jennifer. I know you
hey,
run
Bubba,
the show there.
Remember the Rock and Bubba Clem deal? Hey, WPRFM, we had the Terry Hardy Rock and Bubba Clem deal. Hey,
I love that guy. I don't know who the hell he is, but I love him. Maybe the next time I get too pilled up, he can just do my show for me.
Bubba impersonator, you could do the Bubba show for him.
Yeah.
Do the whole Bubba show deal, get the Bubba show deal. Hey, Bubba, do you remember our rap song, 40s and Blunts? We got to do 40s and Blunts.
I mean, how are people...
40s and Blunts make my world go round, so I'm taking a microphone and going down. I put the microphone and put it in my fist, because I reach me, that's about to turn. Come on, Bubba, do you remember that deal?
How many pills are you taking a night?
Howard, between you only like two radio guys in the world, me and Kid Chris, so put us on now, Howard, please.
Howard, he takes handfuls
of
pills.
I know.
Handfuls.
I mean, Howard, this is your last contract. Throw your boys a bone. Come on, buddy.
You know, I always tell him I cannot convince people around here to hire him. I would love to have Bubba back on these channels or on the, you know. But he's a character. He doesn't believe me. I tell him, and I said, you got to, first of all, you know, Bubba, I always said to you, don't start in with the management here, you know.
I know. I just went crazy.
He's too wild. He's a free spirit, the real Bubba.
Whoever thought that you have a guy that's more free spirited than Howard Stern, but I am, and I'm blackballed.
Yeah.
I'm blackballed forever.
Yeah, Bubba's a free spirit. You can't tame this guy.
He takes so many pills at night, Howard, that he has to take pills in the morning to wake up.
Blitz, shut up! Don't tell Howard.
Now.
Don't
He's
tell
out.
Howard. Howard's gonna go with that now.
No.
Oh, come on, man. Howard's gonna go with that now.
Bubba Hendrix, for God's sake, he's turning into
Elvis. Well, Elvis used to do that. Remember, Elvis had all the prescription pills, and that's why he was addicted.
No, I'm addicted,
Bubba,
all right.
You know, Remember Elvis? He banged his head on the toilet bowl because he took so many pills.
Hold on, but you haven't seen me. You haven't. Hey, Howard, you haven't seen me in a while. I'm really shaping up, man. I'm looking pretty. I kind of look like George Clooney's fat younger brother a little bit.
Yeah, he looks good.
I'm letting my hair go gray. I weighed 301 today. My hair's
So you lost some weight.
My hair's naturally gray. I'm not dying it anymore. I got a little goatee. I'm looking hot as hell. Like Robin would want me more than ever now. I'm just telling.
Yeah. That would be a power couple.
So listen, Howard, if I went and gave it to Robin good, I'm talking about squirting and the whole nine yards. Oh. You think I could get hired back, maybe?
Yeah.
You know, first of all, they'd have to hire you.
As Robin's pool boy.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll be Robin's pool boy. Can you imagine how much Robin's pool boy makes? I bet you that bitch
more
makes
than you.
Probably $225 a year. Yeah. Keeping the leaves out of Robin's pool.
Robin, how about we do the shock the puss deal? How about I shock the puss deal?
This is the funniest Howard show's been in 3 years. Hire me back, Howard!
Grab ass deal. Come on, Howard.
I mean, Howard, people love this stuff. Hire me back, please. Talk to Jennifer Witz.
All right, first of all, you got to clean up. If Jennifer Witz gets wind that you're missing work because of your drug problem.
That's only happened one time, Howard. See, you guys, now Howard's
going to... Way to go, Blitz.
Way to go, now giving Howard, telling Howard I got a drug problem when I really don't. I know how to manage
That's okay.
It.
Anna filled in yesterday. She did a great job.
So anyway...
He was here on Sunday working.
I know. Yeah. Listen, Howard, deep down, outside of the shtick, I do know that you've been pulling for me. I just, you know, I just pretty much flamed myself out, and I, you know, I only got myself to blame.
Yeah, well, listen, you know... I love you. Wait a second. Jennifer Witz is on the phone. Hold on a minute.
Oh, great.
And Bubba, try to act normal, all right? Don't talk about drugs. Now, hold on.
Thanks, Howard. Thanks.
Hi, Jennifer. What's up?
Bubba's hired. You hear me? I'm loving it.
You love Bubba?
Yeah, he's hired to deliver my coffee, bitch.
Regular or decaf?
Jim Myers or Greenstein on the deal. Come on.
You know, I should have striked when Jim Myers. Hey, screw you, Jennifer. Jim Myers is an Indiana boy, and he wouldn't even hire me. So I know you're not. I would be.
Yeah, he's a damn Hoosier.
Wait, that's right.
Hey, listen to me, Bubba Deal. I said three sugars, and if it's two, I'll fucking know.
Oh, what a potty mouth bitch. Man.
Jennifer, hey, we do a shit hits the fan deal. You know, I'll do a demo for shit into a fan.
Oh, get that, Bubba. Get that.
Come on, Jennifer, you got to hire him. Pump it a lot of spots.
Hey.
Well, up until 5 minutes ago, we were on regular radio.
Howard's going to get more positive feedback on this bit than ever. That should be the data to hire me back. I'm funny, Jennifer. Pull your head out of your ass.
Listen to me. Less talking, Bubba. Go get my Popeye's chicken, bitch.
See, we're laughing. We're laughing. We're all laughing. We're all laughing. It's not about politics or corona. We're all laughing. We're having fun, Jennifer.
Listen,
that's good radio.
Listen, Bubba, you're going places. Burger King and McDonald's.
Hey, fake Bubba, kick in for me. Fake Bubba, help me out, buddy. Come on.
Hey, come on, Jennifer. You got to get us on the deal. You got to get these heat getter marks off of here. We got the Bubba Gum. We got the Cialis deal. We got the liquid ass deal. Come on, Jennifer.
Hey, listen, Bubba, we're laughing. At you.
Hey, Jennifer, so am I, bitch. I'm laughing at myself, bitch. I'm the one delivering DoorDash.
My fries better not be cold, asshole, okay? I gotta go back to work.
See you later.
Jennifer Witt says, Jennifer Witt says her fries better not be cold if she hires you.
Howard, should I send Jennifer a ring next year? I mean, I know you really liked it. It's the centerpiece of your coffee table. I know.
I love it. Listen, Bubba, so you're telling me things for real are bad. The radio business is not treating you well. You're delivering DoorDash. but you're going to pull through this, right?
Give
me some hope.
I come from the finest strain of Indiana white trash. I'm a survivor. If I could be out selling Fords next week, but we're still making a go at it on Twitch and, you know, YouTube and the digital deal. So we're I'm still paying my bills. I'm still making payroll. I owe the IRS a little bit, but still, we're doing okay.
Who doesn't?
So in other words, you're scrappy, and you know how to go with the ups and the downs. And what happened to the racetrack you own? That's got to be worth a lot of money.
It is. If I could find somebody to buy it, I'd be great. But you know, not a lot of people are in the business for dirt tracks right now, buddy.
All right.
Come on, we need Howard Raceway Park.
Every investment of Bubba's was a bad one.
Oh yeah. Don't take
that
money.
Too real.
I'm sure that dirt track was going to make him a billionaire. Yeah. I really did.
I heard a rumor now
you're raising goats also.
Well,
you
we do.
Goats?
We have goats. We do own two goats at our studio. They're emotional support goats. That's why the city can let us have them. But it also keeps me from having to mow the backyard in the back.
Oh, nice.
You okay. For the shit fan deal.
Hey, Bubba, we're on regular radio. You're going to get me thrown off like last time Howard and I did.
Our last place we're on.
Hey, we're on the WWBM 820 deal. I am out there. Sorry.
Howard, you and I were the... You and I were the only two casualties of Nipplegate. You know that, don't you?
What do you mean?
You talk about Janet Jackson?
Yeah, you know, I've been doing something lately, and you and I were really the only two people that lost our jobs over Nipplegate. I didn't know if you knew that or not.
Well, he's right. Bubba is right. When that whole Janet Jackson thing happened, the government got so frustrated that they felt like all of society was falling apart that they went after myself, they went after Bubba, they went after, we were the two radio guys who it was almost like the boomerang effect. They did something weird, and we got smacked in the head.
What was a TV issue?
Right. They got down on us for the damn hog deal after that. That's when we got off. We're at the Oscars XM deal.
You know, Howard, do you know I've been on trial four times? I've been on trial four times as a human being. I'm 4-0, but I've been on trial four times. Can you believe that? Trial.
Not only that, I read that you tested positive for COVID twice, the second time being in July.
Yeah.
What about that? Is there any long-term effect, Bubba? Is there any thing you can tell us about getting COVID twice?
No, not really. I got my shot because my mom asked me to. I got the Moderna, and I've had two. So I think I'm fully vaccinated. But no, I can't really, you know, speak on – I mean, I'm – It's for real, and it took me down. And Dr. Diaco, who's my doctor, and on the show, Dan, say hi to Howard.
Good morning, Howard.
Hey, Dr. Diaco, how you doing?
Good. We spoke a couple times in the past about the vaginal scraping and stuff. You know who I am.
And he did. I think he did Ronnie's girl's boobs. I think.
Yeah. The thing that we learned, Howard, by the thing that we've learned in the last 18 months is that COVID is less intense if you treat it.
Well, that's the truth. And what about you, Bub Impersonator? Do you have Dr. Diaco on your show?
Well, I had a Diaco over here. We started doing a Top Tampa Medical Care deal with a shock the balls therapy, and the cough went away. I started shocking the balls, shocking the taint deal, and that was—I thought it was a rib. I thought they were clowning me, but jokes on them. I do it to the taint deal, feels good on the taint deal, and then gets rid of the COVID, Howard.
Well, hey, Howard. Like, in all seriousness, you are such a great friend, and I always get a birthday card, and you always ask about my son, and all this shtick aside, you're a true friend. You've been really good to me, and thank you for being such a good friend.
Well, same back at you. You're a sweet, thoughtful man. A lot of people don't know that about Bubba. They don't know the sensitive
side. He sent you a ring. You're engaged.
Whatever I am, I say I do. It was I wish he sent me a rose like The Bachelor. But I love Bubba, and stop with those sleeping pills, Bubba. Dr. Diaco, don't you think Bubba ought to lay off the sleeping pills? Come on.
I mean, it's pill on, pill off. He's got a pill for every occasion. And every time of the day. So he has it down pretty well until he screws up, and then it's catastrophic.
Yeah, and I only screw up like once or twice a year. So, like, you know, I'm not going to, you know, overdose or anything like that. It's recreational at its finest. No big
deal. All right.
Anyway, Robin, nice talking to you, Robin.
Care.
Same here, Bubba. Love you.
I love you too.
See
bye.
You guys.
Bye, Howard. Thank
Bye.
You. Thank Bye. You, Howard. Bye. Thank you. There you
That's
go.
Awesome.
That is pretty cool.
That's super cool.
And you know what? That's why a lot of people hate me.
It is.
Yeah.
For real.
Ain't you.
That's why everybody in this town in Tampa hates me. Because right there.
Yep.
Right there, bitches.